The problem isn't always that marketing isn't working, it's no one's measuring the right things. If your team can't tell you these things, the LTV, the CAC, the breakdowns, you're only seeing half the picture. You, the CEO, you just need to demand the right systems. You want your CAC broken down by channel, average LTV by customer type, conversions rates from marketing leads versus sales leads. These are the numbers that actually show whether marketing is driving growth or not. If you don't have the clear answers to these questions, you're not running marketing like a growth engine. You're running a guessing game. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Your marketing team just told you they spent $20,000 last month on Meta and Google ads. Sounds impressive, right? But then you ask, what was the return? And silence. If you don't know the efficiency, profitability, or actual impact of your marketing spend, you're basically tossing money into the wind and hoping for some magic. And today, we're going to cut through that noise and focus on the three marketing metrics that every CEO should demand from their team. These are the numbers that actually show whether marketing is driving growth or not. The first one is CAC, or customer acquisition cost. CAC answers the question, how much does it actually cost us to gain a new customer? So let's say your team spent $20,000 on ads last month and it brought in 100 new customers. Who's doing the math? Are we ready? It means your CAC is $200, right? On its own, CAC looks like a simple number, but there's so much to why it matters to your business because it tells you if your marketing is efficient. It helps you budget realistically and it forces your marketing team to connect activity to actual outcomes. And here's the kicker. A high CAC isn't just a marketing issue, it's a profitability issue. If it costs too much to acquire a customer, your margins suffer no matter how good your sales team is. So here's what CEO should look for. You want your CAC broken down by channel. I'm talking if you're going on Google, Meta, if you're doing events, referrals. CAC trends over time. Track them. Is it rising? Are they stable? Are they declining? CAC compared against industry benchmarks. Go and see what other people in your industry are doing. It's amazing, this thing called Google. And what about my mate Chatty? Ask him. He could be your mate too. And if your CAC is ballooning, it's a red flag. Your campaigns are getting less effective, or you're just simply chasing the wrong audience. So next up, the next thing I want you to think about after you've done your CAC is this other little acronym. And I hate talking about all this industry jargon, but it's really important lingo that a CEO needs to learn to talk to a marketing department. Because I want you as the CEO to go in and feel like you are educated and informed about marketing so you can have these really important conversations that are going to get you educated and give you knowledge on what's actually driving the outcomes and moving the needle in the business. So this next little acronym is LTV, or lifetime value. LTV answers the question, how much revenue does a customer generate over the entire relationship of our business? Okay, so now we're going to look at a little example. Get out your calculators again. No, it's not required. So if CAC was $200, it takes us $200 to acquire a customer. And our LTV, our long-term value, our lifetime value from that customer equals $600. That's pretty healthy, right? So you're spending a third of a customer's worth to win them. But what about this? What about your cost to acquire them is $500? And all that you make over their lifetime is only 400. We went backwards there somewhere. But hey, this is not unrealistic. Sometimes it happens because you put more into delivering things. If you're a service-based business, especially if you're giving away things for free, it means you're effectively paying people then to become customers. And this is the silent killer in many businesses. They're scaling campaigns, but you're actually scaling losses. So why should LTV, that lifetime value of a customer, manage so much to CEOs? It shows if you're attracting the high-value loyal customers or the one-and-done buyers. It justifies higher acquisition costs for premium segments, and it guides retention strategies because increasing the lifetime value of a customer often costs less than finding some new customers, right? So here's a little breakdown of what CEOs should demand. Average LTV by customer type, product line, or location. A breakdown of purchases including upsells or cross-sells. A simple ratio of LTV to CAC. A rule of thumb, you really want it to be 3 to 1 at least. You know, your lifetime value of a customer should be 3 times at least what it costs for you to acquire it. Because that's a profitable campaign that you want to scale, right? Hopefully in your business, it's a lot more than that, and that's awesome. But we see this all the time, that we're scaling unprofitable campaigns because people just aren't asking the right questions or looking for the right data. And this is the right data. So if your team can't tell you these things, the LTV, the CAC, the breakdowns, you're only seeing half the picture. And I worry for you. If you're not getting those basic numbers, I wonder what else in the business might be going on, what the next door you might open, what the next thing you might uncover that isn't profitable for you. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Marketing contribution to the pipeline. Does that mean? Okay. This metric answers what portion of your sales pipeline is marketing actually creating? What's it contributing to? We're not talking about just people randomly finding you, walking in off the street if you have a physical store, just randomly landing on your page because they just clicked the wrong ad or ended up there. We're talking about what marketing did to bring them in. Because without this, you could be spending tens of thousands of dollars. If you're a CEO running a big business here, right? We're not talking about losing a couple of bucks. We could be spending tens of thousands of dollars on these flashy campaigns. But if the leads aren't qualified, the sales are left chasing ghosts. So here's why pipeline contribution matters so much. It shows if marketing is pulling its weight or just generating a heap of noise. It highlights which channels actually drive revenue. Put more money into those. It aligns marketing and sales under the same set of results. And here's what CEOs should look for. Percentage of the pipeline sourced by marketing. Lead quality, not just lead volume. Again, that's vanity metrics. We all want the volume. We want the big numbers. We want the likes, the shares, the engagements, blah. Ask these hard questions. Conversions rates from marketing leads versus sales leads. Now, when CEOs do demand pipeline contribution, it keeps marketing accountable. For anyone out there in marketing, don't know your stuff, guess what? Your CEO's coming after you. It's not just about filling your funnel with heaps of rubbish you don't need, filling it with the right opportunities. And here's the uncomfortable truth. Too often, marketing teams focus on all of those vanity metrics, the likes, the impressions, the clicks. These might look good on a slide deck, on a report, but they're not going to pay your salaries. They're not going to grow your business. And as that CEO, it's really important for you to act and for you to ask, what did we spend? What are we getting back? Are we acquiring customers at a sustainable cost? Are we nurturing them to stay and potentially spend more, right? That's another way of driving revenue. We don't have to keep going after new customers. Get the ones we've got to spend more. And how is marketing contributing to our revenue? And if you don't have the clear answers to these questions, you're not running marketing like a growth engine. You're running a guessing game. Now let's dig into a couple more blind spots I just want to share with you. I see over and over, big spend, spending big. Get the bucks out on the Google Ads, on the Meta, with no ROAS. ROAS, there's another acronym for you, Return on Ad Spend. Chasing lead volume instead of lead quality. We don't want to have to keep going after all those things. What's it doing to convert? Or there's a disconnection between marketing and sales. Data, meaning no one knows if campaigns actually closed any deals. We're not tracking it because marketing's over here. Sales is over there and no one talks to each other because they're busy, okay? You're the CEO, get them both to connect. Over-investing in awareness campaigns. This is another one. The problem isn't always that marketing isn't working. It's no one's measuring the right things. And here's the good news. It doesn't take a massive fix to overhaul it. You, the CEO, you're all it takes. You just need to demand the right systems. CAC reporting, monthly broken down by channel, please. LTV measurement, segment by customer type and track it over time. Pipeline contribution, connect marketing to leads and close deals. Get those marketing and sales teams talking and efficiency reviews. Return on ad spend for every campaign, not just overall. Accountability. Marketing reports should always link activity to the business outcomes. And these things, they're just not the nice to haves. They're the minimum standard that you want marketing to be as an investment and not just see it as an expense. Now, let me zoom out here. When CEOs demand these three metrics, something really powerful happens. Marketing stops being at a cost center and starts being seen as a revenue driver. Your marketing team gets sharper. They stop chasing the vanity metrics. They focus on the activities that matter. And most importantly, you, as the CEO, you can start making these confident decisions about budget, growth, and strategy without second guessing whether marketing's even working or not. So let me share with you a little story. We worked with a client spending around $15,000 a month on paid ads. They had no idea what their CAC or LTV was. So when we tracked it, they were losing $100 a customer over time. So what do? We help them refine targeting, adjust messaging, and implement campaigns. And within a matter of weeks, LTV grew, CAC dropped, and from that same ad spend, it went from a loss maker to a profit generator. And that's the power of measuring the right things. So here's the takeaway for CEOs. Marketing is essential, but without accountability, it gets expensive real fast. These aren't just marketing metrics, they're business health metrics. And if you don't have them at your fingertips, you're flying blind. So ask these questions. Demand clarity, hold marketing accountable because of good people in marketing. We want to be held accountable, right? And if you want any help building a system where you can clearly see these numbers every single month without drowning in spreadsheets, connect with me, Marissa Candy. Book a call in on our website. Look forward to talking to you about your business, about amplifying these results, because we really see marketing as a valuable asset that drives a business forward. Get these metrics right. You'll see where your marketing dollars are going and what's working. Until the next episode, see you soon. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.